Why is my food list so restrictive all of a sudden? The food list for my clients seems to be getting more and more restricted. And I started to wonder why. I have only 6 vegetable items on my list, for example. Some of my clients ditto. Some even less than 6. I could not figure out why, until this past week. I stumbled on a novel by an author I have thought I had read every book by. Except the one I borrowed through my Kindle Unlimited from Amazon. To my surprise, the book is fully about food, the food supply turning into toxic by GMO practices. Although I had no idea about this whole thing. Source, who/what is my secret partner in muscle testing, knows this. And removes every item of food that in a particular market is known to be GMO. And even if an item has an organic label, if the lands around are GMO crops, or if the seeds are GMO, there is no such thing as healthy organic. Such is the state of matters nowadays. The biotech companies have conspired to kill off humanity. There is no nicer way to say what is going on. Beef, poultry, anything that eats corn, milk. All GMO, all toxic. I eat Australian lamb, American lamb is also GMO. Goats, farmed fish, it is a nightmare. I stopped having dairy years ago. Now I am suddenly not surprised that the with cancer that contact me are so much more frequent, it used to be none. And because the public is clueless, because the US government is in collusion with the biotech companies, my new clients are eating food-looking stuff that is deadly to their health. And that is that. And in my utter disgust, many of them, even after they get their food list, they continue eating what caused them to get sick. Because they know better. Or, maybe, ignorance is bliss. One main reason for this ignorance is not wanting to know. I have clients, whose main issue in life is a lack of courage to communicate. Communicating is scary. You can get killed. And millions, yes, people have been killed to be silenced, including Socrates. Maybe the most famous person we maybe all at least heard about. And because courage deficiency is the only common characteristic among different people, communication deficiency is the result. Talking is not communication. Communication is moves and language that move things. Yelling, demonstrating, social network posts are not communication. And you know scarcely anyone who you can look at and say, I want to do what you do, I want to learn to communicate the way you do, because you make things happen in communication. Unfortunately, you do and always risk getting killed. So people avoid being killed by one method only to be killed by another. Slavery, poisoning, being reduced sperm count, illnesses, so they can say, I'll live another day. And the oligarchs are having a field day. If you can't, buy or borrow the Kenneth Eade book, Involuntary Spy. In the meantime, I can muscle test your food list for you, so you avoid the toxic foods as much as you can. Get your food list muscle tested by me. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/list.